It's Peter, it's Saturday afternoon. How are you? Hope you're all doing well, etc., etc. The cover art for this piece of audio is the Sideshow in Audio Boo as a staff pick. Staff pick as in a staff choice. Featured podcast. Pause. In Windows 8 on the Samsung all-in-one home super duper PC. / looks like a television set, but it's not really. In brackets, it was given to me by the team at Windows 8, and where in the world, PC world, close brackets, disclaimer out of the way. Right, the bit that's pretty damn sexy is the, you really have to go and look at the Audio Boo app on your, well, in my case, my iPhone. Then you need to go look at the Audio Boo app on your home PC. And then you need to go look at the Audio Boo app in Windows 8. And it is a beautiful piece of presentation. The difference between the Windows 8 functionality bit is that it is pretty much entirely for the end user. Yes, of course, I can log into IE10 via Windows 8 or Internet Explorer for those of you who are not up with the lingo and the initials. And I can upload my audio that way. But as apps go, it is solely about the end user. And it looks absolutely genius. Yeah. I have got an interview coming up to follow with one or two of the gentlemen of the Windows team. And they'll talk more in depth about that. How good is the Samsung all-in-one? It is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. It's like finding tiramisu where the top and the bottom are equally as delicious, instead of sometimes I just eat the top part off it. How good does it look? How good does it feel? How good is it to choose? Yeah, I like the bit where you pull your finger down and the player. So let's say there's 28 minutes in a Sideshow, and it shows you the timeline of the player as it's motioning itself across. I like the bit that the app itself, when it's not even open, when you're looking at all the apps, it rotates ever so slightly. So it will show you at this moment in time, the Sideshow logo will flick over, and then it will show you the top trending boo as well. Ah, God, yeah, it's a piece of art, and it's superb, and it looks great. And it is. What else? Yeah, and it's the Sideshow as well, so pardon me for like pimping myself, but yeah, highly recommended. Go and get Windows 8. The lads from the Windows 8 team, although I've not published that piece of audio, because there's a couple of bits of me going down the line, so they need to be mildly edited out. But the lads tell me that Windows 8 can be downloaded online for, I think it's $29.95. Open correction on this. Online in Ireland up until, I believe, the end of January. And if you don't go and do that, then you can buy it. I think, and again, I'm open to correction, it's about 50-odd quid. But let's say twice the price just for the crack. Or approximately twice the price, to be about vague, thereabouts. Again, I'll publish that probably over the course of the next couple of days. And if you are getting a PC and it is a Samsung Slate or a Samsung all-in-one jobby that I have now, thank God, because the other thing was falling apart and it needed new shoelaces and it needed to be resold and healed, etc., etc. And that doesn't really work too well in technology. However, you should probably just do what I did. Advice from moms and dads buying them. Set them up the night before. You have to go and register for a live, or it's better that you do go and register for a Windows mail account, so you can use, for example, in my case, it's info@donneganlandscaping.com, you register for, and there was one or two little bits of that, and of course I didn't read the instruction manual, but yeah, it'll take about an hour or so for you to be able to goof around with it properly and realise that it's all motion your hand to the left across the screen, and you actually, I mean, I haven't even set up the keyboard nor the mouse on it because it's not entirely necessary at this moment in time, and I'm still coming to grips with it. I had a loan of the Samsung Slate for about 2-3 days, probably not enough amount of time to get used to it, but a ruddy eye opener, and so I'm probably a little bit better versed in setting it up and knowing to go and how to go and where to install the Audio Boo app. That's it. What can I say? Best with it. DonneganLandscaping.com, and hit the contact page at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. And that's it. Go find the Audio Boo thing. Search out the Sod Show. Take a listen and let me know what you think. Take care. Bye for now.